The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center.
Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara on bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph starts Itmar. Sir Chagabi Achsadra Sheyesh Le Petzimen Kesheya Shein Le Petzimen Abaya Omer Kesheya Rava Omer Psula. If one had a chotzer, Rashi explains, that was surrounded by an achsadra, a covered patio. For instance, it seems from Rashi that there was a house with an achsadra, a patio, outside the house, like a covered porch shaped in a ches. And outside of that achsadra, there's a chotzer in that ches. And you wanted to make a sukkah in that chotzer and put schach from from one side of the achsadra to the next, from one leg of the ches to the next, over the chotzer with using the support of the achsadra. So the problem is that the chotzer that you're making into a sukkah has no walls, because the nearest wall is the wall of the bayis of the house. Rashi explains that there's no wall. If there would be posts on the coming down from the roof of the achsadra on the side of neighboring with the chotzer, and those posts are less than 3 tefachim from each other, then you would have a complete wall of lavud. Rashi points out that this achsadra that we're talking about here in the Gemara doesn't have posts every 3 tefachim. It has only support beams every couple of amas from each other, right? And the nearest real wall is the wall of the house. So there's a machlekes now between Abaya and Rava if the chotzer would be a good sukkah using only the roof of the achsadra, and what would be the hechsher. Abaya says that you would say pitikr. Abaya Omar. Abaya Omar Ksheira Amina pitikr Yod V'Soysim. Rav Omar Psula Lo Yamina pitikr Yod V'Soysim. Abaya says that the way that we're making a wall now between the achsadra and the chotzer is with the halacha Moshe V'Sinai of pitikr Yod V'Soysim. Now, Pitikra is a big sugya, is a vast sugya here in Sukkah and in Erevin. So I'd like to expound a little bit on the microdynamics of it and come out with a few things that are spoken about la'alocha, alocha l'maisa. So the Gemara over here alludes to it, and the Gemara expounds a little bit more. In Erevin, what are the prerequisites that you need in the chotzer in order to say pitikra? There's machlekes v'shoinim on the machlekes amarayim between Rav and Shmuel. If you need any walls already in existence in order to say pitikra on the rest, according to Rashi, halacha lemaisa. How Rashi paskins in Erevin is that all you need is one wall. You need that this structure that you're saying pitikra to, you need that there's one real wall in existence, and the other three walls you're able to close up magically through this halacha Moshe Sinai of pitikra. Whereas according to Tosfos, you would need three real walls, or two walls kagam. In other words, two walls connecting to each other, like the Gemara always refers to kagam, which is shaped like our endochaf, like an L. Two walls kagam has the chashivas of the three walls. That once you have two walls that are connected, then on the other two walls you could say pitikra Yod V'Soysim. And that's the ma'aseh how the mechaber at the end of Siman Shin Samach Aleph in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Erevin paskins that you need two walls kagam. There's another machlekes over there in Erevin, also about is there any limit to the length of the wall that you're saying Pitikra to? Is there a limit to 10 amos? Could you say Pitikra if the place that you're trying to close up is more than 10 amos wide? Could you still say Pitikra down to that, onto that place? The Achrayim say, explain in Erevin, really to explain these two points, these two machlekesin, say if there is a limit to the amount of space that you're going to close up and to the amount of walls that you're saying Pitikra to, that there's a machlekes yesaidus, there's a fundamental machlekes, what the svara of Pitikra is, how it's working. One side is that the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is telling us that if you have a certain amount of walls, then Pitikra will tell you that we're going to make you a lumdish third and fourth wall. And another side is that it's not that the halacha is making you a wall, but rather it's making you a pesach. It's making you a doorway. That once you have a certain amount of walls, so you could have a pesach. Every structure, every bias needs a doorway as well. So the hilchos is telling me pesach. If you have a doorway, right? How many doorways does the house need? And that's why, according to Tosfos, there's a limit that you need only that you would require first two walls, and then you could have two pesachim, or really three walls, and then you could have the fourth one as a pesach. But if you have only one wall, you're not going to say that the other three walls are pesachim. Whereas according to Rashi, that the Pitikra is telling us that it's a wall, that the Pitikra Yodah Soysim is being Soysim Mitoyas Mechitza, not Mitoyas Pesach. So it doesn't matter how many. You could even say it on three sides, because there is no limit to how many Mechitzas a structure could have. Also, the 10 amos wide. We know that if you have a piritza, if you have a place that doesn't have a wall and it's more than 10 amos wide, then that's called a piritza. It's not a pesach. Whereas a hole in a wall that's less than 10 amos wide could be deemed as a doy, as a pesach. Maybe if you're saying that Pitikra Yavisaisim is a regular mechitza, so there's no limit to the width of this place that you're saying Pitikra to, because a wall could be very long and very wide. You have the Great Wall of China that's a couple of a thousand miles wide, long, that is. If it's going to be, if the place that you're saying Pitikra to, Pitikra is Mitoyas Pesach, so there's a limit that you can't say it to more than 10 Amos. Now there are another two Prade Dinim, two prerequisites that are needed in order to say the Pitikra Yad Vesayisim, and that is not in the Mokim, that's not in the place that you're being, being Makif, but rather on the roof itself. There's one halacha that the roof that we're saying Pitikra to has to be at least four tefachim wide, not thick but wide, coming out. Also, there's another halacha that it can't be, the roof can't be coming down on a slant, that the Rashi and Erevin refers to that as the French roofs that are pointy on the top and they come down slanty. And in order to be able to say Pitikra, you need a flat roof, not a slanted roof. The reasoning for this, the Chayra, is again the reason of the hilchasa and the lumdus of the hilchasa of Pitikra is that when you have a bias or when you have a place that is mukuf mechitzis, the Chazal said, it's not Chazal, it's, I'm sorry, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, says that there's a way to go and close up this place. Again, like we said, either Metoras Mechitza or Metoras Pesach. But say if you're saying that it's becoming a Pesach, and say if you're saying that it's becoming a Mechitza, what you need is the Tikras Habayis. It's Pi Tikra Yerid V'Soysim. It's a Kula. It's a Halacha saying that when I have a bias, when I have a roof, I could say that the edge of that roof, the Pi Tikra, the edge of the roof, is going to be Yerid V'Soysim. But if it's... The Gemara in Eivin points out that it's pi tikra yerid v'saisim, not pi kaira yerid v'saisim. This hilchasa is limited to a place that has a roof, and all I need is walls to this mukim that is already roofed. So if it's less than four tefachim wide, it doesn't have a toyus roof, it doesn't have a toyus gag, it's just a kaira, it's a beam. So I can't say pi tikra yerid v'saisim. Also, I need pi tikra yerid v'saisim. If it comes down as a slant, that is not, that tikra doesn't have an edge. Even though the it has an edge that's slanted, but the kaira, since the Pi Tikra is looked upon either as a Pesach or as a Mechitza, when it's a flat, straight roof, I could go and bring down that the edge of the roof and say that it was meant to go further than staying up by the roof. Asha'enkin, when it's slanted, that's a gilui, that since I don't make a wall on a slant, and I don't make a doorway on a slant, so there's a gilui, right, that the roof ends right there, and it's not being saisim. So just to review, in order to say Pi Tikra, La'alocha L'maisa, what the Ramo in Shin Samach Aleph says, that you need that you have at least two walls, kegam, two walls adjacent to each other, and you need that the Tikra, the roof, is at least four tefachim wide, and that that the roof is not slanted. Toysus in Erev and Daf Pei Vov adds another requirement, but that's not brought down here. The halacha that the tikra has to be thick also; it has to be at least a tefach thick, but that's not brought down in Hilchos Erev and Halacha Lamaisa. Now I'd like to say two things Halacha Lamaisa about Pi Tikra Yerid V'Soysim, when they could become Lamaisa. The Makor Chaim, who is Rav Yaakov Melissa, the author of the Nesivos, has Hilchos Erevin at the end of Hilchos Pesachim, just one page of the things of the he calls a Tikkun Erevin, things that he saw in his community and in other communities that he did not like how they made Erevin, and he has his set of rules. One thing that the Makor Chaim says is that when you're making a tzuas ha-pesach, when you're making an eruv, what we call an eruv, the post, the lechi of the eruv can't be in a mokim mukuf mechitzas. It can't be in a place that is enclosed by walls, because the lechi has to be outside and near a mishum heker. You have to be able to see it. The question brought la'alocha is, when you put the lechi of a tzuas ha-pesach next to a house. Most of our houses have a rain gutter, and underneath the rain gutter, the roof of the house protrudes away from the walls of the house, and the rain gutter is on top of that, or next to that, just not to be right next to the house. So when you put the lechi of a tzuas ha-pesach next to a house, it's usually underneath it's usually underneath this overhang of the roof. So now that we're learning the sugya of pitikiryoid v'soysim, that when you have a roof, the edge of the roof could sometimes be looked upon as either a wall or as a doorway, but it's going to be yoid v'soysim. When you put the lechi next to a house, would I say pitikra and causing that the lechi would be in a makim mukaf? Because the pitikra goes and makes another wall, and now the lechi of the Suetz HaPesach is surrounded by the wall of the house and the wall of this pitikra. So l'chayra, b'ashkafa rishonim, according to the psak of the Ramah that we mentioned in Shin Samach Aleph, that paskins like Tosfos and Erev and here in Sukkah, that in order to say pituk yoyed v'soysim, you need two adjacent walls. So the wall of the house is only one wall. So that you indeed would not say pitikra. So l'chayra, there shouldn't be a problem. But sometimes you have that you have a porch on ground level protruding, and the lechi could be in between the porch and the other wall of the house. Then you have two adjacent walls. So would there be a problem of the particular adversation over there? So Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, we have a Kabbalah from Rav Aaron that. That the lechi under the overhang would not cause a problem, would not go into the category of the problem of the makor chayim. The reasoning is that you don't say pitikra lechumra. Even my loved, which is a real stima, which is a strong closing, as we see in Rashi, as we're going to see in the Rashi and Daf Yutes in Sukkah. Still, you don't say loved lechumra. Koshkein, the halacha Moshe Messina of the Pitikra, where it has limitations, Koshkein, you don't say that the Chumrah. So it shouldn't be a problem. I do hear, though, B'Shem Rev David Feinstein Shlita, that he is worried about putting a lechi flush next to a house that has an overhang, but over here in the lake with the Kabbalah is not to be makban on that. Another interesting point about Pitikra is in the Chulis of Moshe, in Orachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simon, Kuflam, and Ches. Over there, the question posed to him was that in New York, in Brooklyn Borough Park, there is the elevator trains on a U-truck and on McDonald's. So there was a tzad to go and use those elevator trains as pitikra, as a wall for Brooklyn, and then using the walls of the bay on Bay Parkway, and then using McDonald's to go and close it up and using it as a fourth wall for Brooklyn. So Rav Moshe negated that this option with a Gemara that we learned today. Rav answers the Raya from Achsadra Bibika on the bottom of Yudches and Abeis, going on top of Yudches and Aleph. Rav says that by the Achsadra Bibika, the walls, the roof of the Achsadra was made for the Achsadra itself. Mimele, you're allowed to carry under the Achsadra. Masha Einkin, over here, by the Sukkah, by the Chotzer, the walls, the roof of the Achsadra is made for the Achsadra, not for the Chotzer. So Rav Moshe says that you see from over here that the only time you say Pitikriyad Vesaisim is for the place, and to enclose the place that the roof is made for. Masha Enkein, the elevator trains, what do we want to use that for? We want to use the elevator train to close up the place that's adjacent, the place that's outside to it. The tikra of the elevator trains are made to go and hold up the train itself. So it's made for underneath. It's made for itself. It's not made for chutzla. It's not made for the place outside. But Mela, Rav Moshe said that you cannot use it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.